The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're writing an on-air poem for mothers since Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. We started Monday with M for the many things moms do. O is for the opportunities moms have. And today we're going to do T and H together. And TH is for thoughtful.
Most moms are known for being thoughtful. Mothers put themselves in other people's shoes and try to serve whatever need they might have. We do it with our kids, our spouses, friends, coworkers. Moms will even set their own needs aside to try to take care of someone else. That mothering instinct just takes over.
It is a strong instinct. Mine got out of hand last week when you and I were working with that group of college-age girls on a volunteer project. We ordered pizza for them, and when it arrived, I sent these 19 and 20-year-old girls to the bathroom to wash their hands before they ate. They're grown women, and I'm ordering them to wash their hands, but I could not help myself. I was afraid they'd get sick if they didn't wash up.
That was so hilarious. Your mom reflexes, they took over,
they
and
did.
You were commanding they go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, if you want to get a thoughtful gift for your thoughtful mom, pick something you know is dear to her heart. That's the key to a great Mother's Day gift.
If she loves flowers, then send flowers. If words mean a lot to her, write her a letter. If she loves having pictures of her kids or her grandkids, give her a session with a great photographer to have new family pictures made. We love Lisa Mack Photography. Her photos are incredible, whether you have babies or teenagers or anything in between.
Or a mom prom. We'll be back tomorrow with more of our Mother's Day tribute, so join us the same time, same place for more Mamas on Magic.